Even before taking office, President Bush assembled a foreign policy team with extensive experience in diplomatic and military affairs. But as NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes, Mr. Bush also received lots of additional advice about international matters from beyond the circle of his closest advisors.
I don't think you're aware of how much free advice the president gets on foreign policy from well-meaning think tanks and task forces. My desk is piled high with books called Memos and Reports to the President-elect, telling him how America can best conduct itself around the world. I can't do justice to the depth and the length of these documents in a couple of minutes, but let me give you a few headlines. Taking Charge, a bipartisan report of the RAND Corporation, says America should revitalize its alliances and seek to preclude the rise of a hostile global rival or alliance. America and Russia, a memo to the president from the Aspen Institute Strategy Group, says, don't write off Russia as a lost cause and try to help it become a peaceful and constructive major power. The Heritage Foundation, seeing Russia as cooperative in some areas but not in others, thinks the president needs to be careful and cautious in addressing concerns with Moscow. A different approach is urged by the Nixon Center, whose report says that the president should avoid attempts to micromanage Russian domestic politics, should respect legitimate Russian interests, and should treat Russia like a normal country. At the same time, the Nixon Center Task Force says that Russia should be deterred from acting as an international spoiler. The United States Institute of Peace advocates, as you might expect, that the new administration should use its primacy to foster a global system advancing freedom, peace, and prosperity. The Presidential Study Group of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the new president's top priority should be to secure the end of Israeli-Palestinian violence. And with some foresight, it says, the time may have come to pursue alternatives to the Oslo peace process. Several of the reports have in common that they want to see a new national security structure. The Peace Institute thinks it may be time to replace the National Security Council, which dates back to 1947. The RAND Group, on the other hand, says that the NSC system is highly flexible and should stay, but a new Office of Strategic Planning is needed. I've yet to see any of the volunteered recommendations embraced by the Bush administration, but it's early. Meanwhile, several of the think tank kibitzers have joined the administration. Of the RAND panel, Paul Wolfowitz has been tapped for Deputy Secretary of Defense, Dove Zakheim for Undersecretary of Defense, and Richard Haas for Head of the State Department Policy Planning Staff. Robert Zoellick of the Aspen Group has been named Trade Ambassador, and Kenneth Dam is reported under consideration for Deputy Secretary of Treasury. Maybe some of these people can get to work implementing their own recommendations. Advise the president, then go work for him. Not a bad idea. This is Daniel Shore.